this week's parsha, Parsha's Chukas, talks about the Paraduma. And the Paraduma is Chok. Chok. The Gemara tells us that the Chok, this Chok, the Goyim, they keep on asking, I don't understand, I can't swallow, I can't understand, what is this Chok? Why is the Goyim not able to stand the Chok of Paraduma? Why are they bothered so much? Matam yesh b'davar. Oh, there's many chukim in the Torah. This is the only one. There's many. So why is it this one? And in English we say irks them the most. This one, matam yesh b'davar. They bother us. So I always have said that it's to be metaher for what happened with the eagle. They're not happy with that. They want that the Yidden should lose their status of Am HaNivchar because of the Egel. That's what they want, that they should lose the status. You see, you did this thing, you're not Am HaNivchar anymore. Mela, what happens? This is what they're upset, that the Paradum is able to what? To undo that. The Paradum is able to undo, right? They don't want that we should be a kapara for the ego. For them, the best thing is, you see, the Jews, Hashem wanted to say, you're not my nation anymore. I'll make a nation out of Moshe Rabbeinu. They're jealous of the Am HaNivchar, that we got the Torah. So if there's a kapara for that, it bothers them. But the truth is, it's a little bit deeper. What is Paraduma? Paraduma is mitaher et atzmeim u'mitameh et haTorah, right? The question is, what does it mean? And it says clearly, to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll give the reason. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Paraduma, the secret of the Paraduma. So I always understood Moshe knew the secret of the Paraduma because it's part of Torah, and Hashem gave him the entire Torah, right? It's a little bit deeper than that. If you notice, Zot Chukat HaTorah. Rashi says, what does Zot Chukat HaTorah mean? This is the Chok of the Torah, Adam Ki Amut Ba'ohel. That in order to achieve in learning, what do you have to be? Mimit Atzmo. You got to go and kill yourself for the Torah. You got to put yourself in Mamish. Huh?
I'm very tired. It's going to come
next week. Okay. Good. Thank you so much. Yeah? Meimit atzmo aleha. Meimit atzmo aleha. So the question becomes, why is this being taught over here? Huh? I mean, why are we teaching how a person should learn here? What does it have to do with Paraduma? This is about Torah? No, it's about Paraduma. So how does the beginning of the pasuk of the parsha, Zot Chukat HaTorah! Adam ki yamut ba'ohel she'en ha-Torah niknet ele b'mini shememit atzmo aleha. So teach it to me where it speaks about learning. When we discuss learning Torah, we'll discuss this. The answer might be something very interesting. What is the greatest tahara that a person could have? Torah. The Rambam says that tumen tahara is chok. Doesn't really make sense. Why? A guy is what? Tameh, he goes to a mikveh, and he becomes tar. What is it? Dirt? What is it? Chok. Tum and tara, mikveh, it's all chok. But there's a little bit of an explanation that you can give, says the Rambam. A little bit of an understanding. And that is, just like a person who goes into the mikveh, his mind is to become tahor. So if a person puts himself into the Torah, which is called Mei Mei Hadat, the waters of Torah. Torah is called water. Kod Vari Ke'esh, it's like fire, but it's also like water. Why? Chazal say water goes from the high to the low. So Mayim, Torah. Yeah? Says the Rambam, a person immerses himself in Torah, he he becomes tar. The greatest tahara that a person can have is through learning Torah. In Zohar it's brought down that if a person is lax in motzi zera levatala, there is no kapara, there's no way to fix that. But yet there's another Zohar that says clearly that you're able to fix it, you're able to have a kapara. Paiskim explained, the Mefarshim tell us that the answer to this contradiction is with Torah, without Torah. If you learn Torah, then you can be Matar. That's the pshat. The greatest tahara that a person could have is through the Torah. How? If he's mimit atzmo. You know what carbon is really all about? Adam ki akriv mikem. It's about really sacrificing yourself. Sacrificing by learning Torah, by learning the Torah properly, this is paraduma. The idea of paraduma is zot chukat haTorah. That's the way to do it. Here today we have a paraduma? No. And that's what it means, you Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi even says, v'yikhoi lecha, it's yours. The paraduma is yours. They'll always say the para that Moshe did. Why? Because Moshe himself did that. Moshe symbolized what paraduma stands for. You know what's so interesting? Even by the Egel, that's what Moshe did. Moshe said, take me and wipe me out. There's no me. I'm mevatel myself completely. Completely. Mevatel myself completely. You hear? Zot chukat haTorah. This is the chuk of Torah. Now let's make a cheshbon. You hear? How many days was Moshe in Shemayim to get the Torah? 40. What did he do there? Nothing. He didn't eat, he didn't sleep. He was mevatel atzmo, he was mamit atzmo mamash. 40. Mikveh, how many water, how much water you need for a mikveh? Abayim sa. That's the pshat. It's very clear. It's pashat, mamash pashat. The 40 sa is 40 sa of Torah. It's 40 days and 40 nights of mamit atzmo be'ol shel Torah. That's right. No, but you needed the analogy. The 40, I get, the 40 days and 40 nights. We spoke about that. But the analogy of Torah is the 40. The 40. Now, you want to know about 40? We all know Abayim Labina. Right? There's something about 40. Okay. You'll speak to your rabbis who wear the turbans on Shabbos. You go over to your rabbi, you'll ask him, what is the symbolic 40? That's not my job. My job is to teach you the pshat in the pasuk. Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe v'lema, zot is chukat haTorah. What is a chok? You know what a chok is? That's the hard part of Torah. Because it's not something you understand. It's not something that you have a reason for. You got to do it because you have to do it. Zot chukat haTorah. This is what it is. You hear? Zot, that's the essence. The kapara is in the chukim. And the goy can't stand this. You know why? Goyim don't have kapara. Very hard for them to get kapara. A guy that doesn't have Aveira, it's a big question if he can even do tshuva. We see Ninveh, they did tshuva, but that was a hard job. They had to sit there with sacks on the floor, and that a Jew is able, with 1 second, to clean up the kanech through Torah, this, the guy can't stand. He's mamish jealous, he can't take it. Daber b'nei Yisrael, speak to the b'nei Yisrael. This is something very special. V'kuei lecha, that they're able through Torah, to wipe the slate clean. They're able through Torah to wipe the slate clean. They're able through Torah to wipe the slate clean. They're able through Torah. This chok, the guy is furious at that. The guy can't handle it. And this is what paraduma. What is paraduma? Mitahereta tmeim umitameta torim. Torah does that. You know that? Zacha, if a person learns right, Sam chayim, lo zacha, sam mavet, kills it, makes death. Zacha, sam chayim, lo zacha, it becomes sam mavet. This is mitaheret haTorim, umitameh et haTorim, umitaheret haTmeim. If you notice, one of the things that are needed in paradum is v'natan, mayim, chayim, El Kelly. It's part of the tahara. Natan mayim chayim. What is mayim? Water. Remember, I told you Torah is compared to water. Why is it compared to water? Water goes from hitbatlut. It's about anava. It's about humility. That's the whole idea. Person who's humble. That's what the Gemara means. Simple. It's not my chidush. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says water goes from high to low. A person who lowers himself, shafel, he'll have taira. So you need mayim chayim. What is life? Etz chayim hi machzikim, but taira. But you need what? El keli. You need to be a kli sharet, which is tahar. Torah needs tahara. If you don't have tahara, it's a problem. But the water of Torah can be metahar. That's the point. It's able to bring tahara. You can make it tahar. Right? I want to show you something interesting. There's two types of tahara. There's tahara through water. There's also tahara through fire. Fire is also tahara. Yeah. Torah said, ki koid varika esh. It's fire. Torah is fire and Torah is water. Torah is fire and Torah is water. What?
Goes from low to high.
Fire is the opposite. Goes from low. That's right. It's a very interesting thing. The Torah, you know what libud chamur is? When you go and you take a blowtorch?
Mm-hmm.
Torah is a blowtorch. Someone once asked me if he has false teeth, if he needs to make... No, not libud. He asked me if I have to be hagalah, if I have to... How do I have to machshir the teeth? It's a big question, halacha. But he came to ask. I said to him, you know what? Maybe do libud chamur. Take a blowtorch. Yeah. Try that. So he looks at me, what are you talking about? And I says, first of all, I'm joking. And second, I'm not so joking. You know why? If you learn Torah with your mouth, that's libun chamur. That's libun chamur. Libun chamur. Libun chamur. You hear? Zot chukat ha-Torah. This is the chok of Torah. This is it. Torah needs that a person should be meimitatzmo. And when he's meimitatzmo, and that's Lachani Megale, Moshe, special for Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mekabel HaTorah. He was Mekabel. He was the Kli Sharet that was able to have Menatan Mayim Chayim El Keli. 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 Okay? Now, let's discuss an interesting Gemara. You ready? The Gemara says, Zot Chukat HaTorah. Yeah. David HaMelech said, Zmirot Hayuli Chukecha. Zmirot. Song was your Chukim. He got punished for that. The Gemara says that not only he made a mistake, it's an Averi. He did an Averi. David.
That's why he tried to explain
it. Tyre is a song. What are you talking about? No, what are you talking about? Tyre is fire. It's, okay. The question is, first of all, what does it mean it was a song? It pacified him in times of tzara. Rashi says, when he was suffering, with all his suffering, he put himself in the Torah and that pacified him. Okay? The question is, so then what's the big deal if he said, Zmirot Hayuli Chukah? It's nothing. Something so bad what he said. Soon, punished. You know, the Torah is called Shirah. It says clearly that the Katful, Batem Titful Lechem Et HaShirah Hazo. You have to write and save the Torah. You have to write Torah, yeah? So maybe you could say Shirah is one thing, Zmirah is something else. There's another Gemara. Gemara in Erevin Yulchesim Abbas says that a person who learns Torah by night is mekayem the pasuk oseh mirot balayla. He makes song at night if he learns Torah at night. The Rambam writes, kumi roni balayla l'rosh ha'ashmarot rina shel Torah. The song of Torah is by night, and it says mirot. The pasuk in Iyov says. So then, what? And who stayed up at night? You know, who stayed up at night learning? David. Now it's interesting. What brought him the kina, right? That's what woke up his mirot. No, it's interesting. Okay, the point being. So then what did David do wrong? And the Marsha on the Gemara asked this question. So he doesn't understand the whole thing. Maybe we could say Torah is Shira. Chukim is Zimra. Wrong. You can't say that. Torah is Shira. But to make the Chukim Zimra, no, because Chukim were meant to Adam Kiyamut Ba'ol. Chukim is not something that you understand. It's meant to be Adam Kiyamut Ba'ol. It's meant that a person, it's the part of Torah where it's, you do it because you got to break your neck and do it. Torah, Shira. Chukim?
No.
So Chukim is what? Adam Kiyamut Be'ohel. Yamut Be'ohel. I want you to please read here the pasuk of Zmirot Hayuli Chukecha. Zmirot, right? It's in Kuf Yud Tet. Who wants to read it? Zmirot Hayuli Chukecha. Go ahead, no? Zmirot
Hayuli Chukecha. Bevet Megurai.
What does Bevet Megurai mean? The Sifri explains Bevet Megurai, which means even when gar means when I'm a ger, when I was running from house to house, means it was in his rough times. Continue.
Zacharti b'layla shimcha.
Oh, Laila, because he learned Torah by night. Yeah.
Hashem v'shmor al Torah.
Okay, I kept your title. Go ahead, yeah.
Zot haita li.
Zot.
Ki pikudecha netzot.
Zot. I had the zot. I had the zot chukat haTorah. See? Zot. I had zot. What?
This.
What's this?
Zot chukat haTorah.
This. I had this. I had zot chukat haTorah. That's what I had. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Read the pasuk. It's an unbelievable. It's so meduyak in the pasuk. Zmirot hayu li chukecha. At night I learned Torah. Zot. This is what I had. I had Zot. Zot, you hear? What is Zot? I had Zot. You know, Hanukkah, the last day of Hanukkah is called?
Zot Hanukkah.
Why?
This is the
Torah you love, huh? What is Zot? What does Zot stand for? Zot Hanukkah. What does it mean, Zot Hanukkah? You know, Hanukkah, I told you, stands for Torah. We know that, right? Lashkicham Torah ulaviram michukei v'tonecha. They wanted to take away, and therefore they wanted tuma, tmeim. The whole idea is tmeim. They wanted tameh. They wanted to take out the spiritual out of the Torah. Yeah. What did Chanukah need? Mesirut nefesh from the Chashmonaim. All the mefarshim explain the way to fight. When the Torah, it's with Nesiras Nefesh. Adam ki yamut ba'ohel. Adam ki yamut ba'ohel. You're not following? What happened? Where did you get off? Which avenue did you get off? All right. The point being, the idea of Torah needs Messiah, that's Zot Chanukah. Zot Chanukah. You understand now what Zot Chanukah? It's really about Zot Chukat HaTorah, Adam Kiyamud Bo, the word Zot. Yeah? This is what I had. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Zot. I want everyone to repeat after me. The Pasuk says, Zot Nechamati Be'ani. What is Zot? Why again does he bring the Zot? This is it. Mitorat Alonatiti. Yeah? Zot.
Necha.
The word Zot.
It's not just this.
It's not this.
It's more than this.
It's this, the Torah. Now, you want to know why the word Zot? Maybe one day we could talk about it. But the point is, there's something very unique about the word Zot. And that is Zot Chukat HaTorah. Zot Nechamati Me'ani. Zot Chanukah. It's all the same idea. It's the Mesirat Nefesh of learning Torah. There's a Yalkut Shimoni that says something very interesting, quite interesting. The Yalkut Shimoni says that David said Zmirot Hayuli Chukecha in his youth. When he got older, he said Tov Li Torah Picha Me'al Fezad HaChesef. He changed. He made tikkun, yeah? And he said, Tovli, Torah Picha. What's the difference? Mirat, Tovli. What's the... So I saw Reb Shimshon Pinkus, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He brings down that he heard from somebody, doesn't say from who, that explained the pshat like this. Zmirut means it's easy. You get it, good. You don't get it, all right. Okay. You like the song, okay, good. And if you don't have the songs, you live without it, right? Tell me, kid. I'm dying to hear that song. You know, a guy says, I'm dying to hear that song, right? I'm dying to hear that song, right? If you don't hear it, you'll be just as fine without it also, right? Imagine a person says, by money. No, by money. Oh. Money, a guy goes to the opposite end of the world to get his money, right? He's not going to say, oh, a big deal, right? Zmiro toyili chukecha. It's a nice song. All right, I got it good. Not. No. Tovli torat picha me'al fizor v'chesed. It's like money. You have a guy said, oh, okay, I didn't make any money this year. No problem. Big deal. Oh, my business, I don't bring in any money. Yeah, it's okay, it's fine. I assume you'll say that. All right? You'll say, all right, they're not playing my favorite song on the. There are people who go crazy. You know, there are people who go out. If you don't play their favorite song on the radio, they'll go out with their gun and shoot people. Yeah. Right? We know such people.
Me. All right.
You're like that? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
My business.
But to shoot people or to have music?
Just make sure music's playing on the radio.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we have to talk to an interesting person. Okay. I thought he says his job is to go kill people. No, and I got to get a little nervous. Who's attending my shir over here? Imagine a guy says, you know, calmly, you know, I'm a silly kid. I killed a few hundred people. It's not a big, you know. I mean, what do you want? They got me angry. It's not my thing. But I'm kidding. You realize that the conversation was like what? That's my business. I go, what? What did you just say?
No, it's interesting.
I get it.
When you said, if somebody says, oh my God, didn't play my song, I feel like that. Like, didn't play my song. Like, oh my God, like, we got work to do. You know?
Yeah, but it's not that.
I know, I'm just saying.
It's because it's your business. Exactly. It's not because it's the song.
Exactly.
Right. The kesef is up, part bothers you. The song is not exactly the end of the world. Okay. Let me tell you over a pshat that my great grandfather said. David HaMelech says, Acha sho'alti me'et Hashem ota bakesh, ota bakesh. Shifti me'et Hashem, I shall learn Torah all my life. Yeah? The question is, Acha sho'alti me'et Hashem oisa bakesh. So the question is, why the two words? Acha sho'alti me'et Hashem and ota bakesh. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. So my grandfather said there's two words, the She'elah Bakasha. It seems to be the same thing, so why repeat it? He said from the Gra, She'elah is, I ask, I get it, good, I don't get it, alright, it's not the end of the world, right? Okay, I asked you, can you do me a favor? I said, no, okay, so I move on, right? Then there's something called Bakesh. I ask for something and I non-stop till I get it. Beg till I get it. The mat till I get it. I nag till I get it, right? Yeah? I nag till I get it.
Yeah.
It's the wife, right? Oh, okay. So I want to tell you, you hear? The pasuk says, in tevakshena kakes vatorah, tevakshena. You need to be vakesh Torah. Where does this gra come from? The gra says, you hear? Esther asked Nafshi, she asked Achashverosh that he should spare her life and the life of her nation. What does he say? Like, he says like this, Nafshi v'she'elati v'ami v'vakashati. Nafshi v'she'elati v'ami v'vakashati. For me, I ask, I get it good. For my nation, Bakasha, till I get it. The Gra. Beautiful, beautiful. Said my grandfather, that's Pshat. Achat sha'alti me'et Hashem. I ask. So you know what, another guy, it doesn't work out. I came to yeshiva, okay. No. Oto avakesh. It's not just asking. I'm going to get till I get to it. Torah needs mesirut nefesh. Mesirut nefesh. Mesirut nefesh. Mesirut. Never easy to learn. Never easy to learn. And this becomes the concept of Zot Chukat HaTorah. זאת חוקת התורה. חוקת התורה מסירות נפש. מסיר אדם כי ימות באוהל. Now what does it mean, yamut? What does it mean to be yamut? If you notice, Rashi says, yamut, Adam, right? En ha-Torah niknet ela b'mi she-meimit atzmo. What does atzmo? Meimit, meimit. No, atzmo. What does atzmo mean? He has to go and literally be mevatel himself completely. That's why anava. Have I told you anava? Moshe Rabbeinu was an anav.
Check the ego at the door.
Huh?
Check the ego at the door.
Check the ego at the door. That's the idea of anava. And Torah is nimshel alamayim because it's that concept of anava. Meimit atzmo. He checks out the atzmo for the Torah. He's mevatel himself completely.
Emptying his kli for the mayim of the Torah.
That's the kli of the mayim. That's what the kli of the mayim of the Torah means. Yeah. You know, what is a keli? Does anybody know what a keli is? A keli has nothing. It's just it.
Kli mekabel.
It's just a mekabel. Moshe kibel. Torah. Moshe was a klei kibul. That's what he was. Natan elav mayim chayim el keli. Lechani megala. To you, Moshe, you're going to know what this means, para aduma. You'll understand what it means, para aduma. What does it mean to be meimit atzmo? So let me give you good examples. You come home, you hear, and your wife was all chikanozed from her mother.
Right?
You come home, you hear, and other friends of yours are chikanozed against you. Right? So what do you do? What do you do? Look the other way. Best thing would be is to look the other way. That would be the best thing. Adam ki yamut be'ohel. The greatest. The Gemara says that if a person is mochel al elbono, mochlim lo kol avonotav. It's the greatest form.
What's elbono?
Elbono means his embarrassment.
Uh-huh.
A person gets embarrassed. And he keeps quiet and they're forgiven for everything. Why? Because you can't have a greater korban than that. Mevatel atzmo. Mevatel himself completely. There's no, okay, I don't exist. All good. I don't exist. All good. Don't exist. All good. You hear? The point being, you hear? You hear? That's one way to be meimit atzmo. Yet I have to tell you from the Chafetz Chaim. And I tell you a story and then we'll end. Okay? Did you understand the whole shir? Did you pay attention to all the details? Okay. Let me begin by telling you that years ago, when the cell phone started to come out, not everybody had a cell phone, right? So you're looking back, what? As they have, what's it called, when Zadie was old, when Zadie was young, I'm sorry, when Zadie was young, right? So I feel I'm getting old because I remember the days it was when she was a cell phone. I still remember
the brick.
The brick. The brick. I still remember my first cell phone. It was a fat thing. And I got it as a present from OTI. OTI gave it to me as a present. Meaning every Rebbe had. And it was more of a walkie-talkie. It wasn't really so much as a phone. It was a two-way, you know. Whoever was... The original one was that you had to be on that plan to... I don't know. It was... Those phones had a... Okay.
Had a cashier to each other.
Had a cashier to each other. So I was only allowed to make a certain amount of phone calls to a certain amount of people who had...
All right.
The bottom line is that... We've come a long way since the phones. But originally, when I would say shir, yeah, and then the guy would get a phone call. See, today I can't do it because then I would be answering phones and I wouldn't be, right? To the point that I think the smartest way for me to say shir would be onto an app. And the guys in the shir should get it through the phone. That would be a tremendous thing. It's a tremendous idea. Everybody would sit there with their phones, yeah, and they would hear the shir. And I would say, because they don't have to listen to me directly, right? Okay.
Live, everybody?
Huh?
Live.
Streaming
instead of
live.
Me streaming live to the guy sitting in front of me.
He could only be, he's not connected only with the phone. So is it Shemir Kiyone like that?
All your questions. We could discuss a different time. The point, that was the point. The point is that. When you listen direct. Okay, so the point, getting back to the point, and that is that they used to make these calls. So I used to pick up, and sometimes it was the guy's wife or mother, whatever the story was, and I'd pick up and say, yes, can I, is this, I mean, my Chai, David, is this the, David? What he took? David died. I used to tell this to the parent, to the mother, to the wife. David died. What? Well, yeah, call back. Call back, I'm saying, 2 seconds later, you got a second. Didn't take it more than a second. I would give the guy back the phone, and he would pick up and tell his wife, "Hey, it didn't really die." Okay, you know, there's a very famous joke. There's a very famous joke that the world has. I'll tell you. There's a very famous joke that the world has. There's a very famous joke that the world has, that a guy was once killed in a fiery car accident. Yeah. His friend, so to speak, wasn't really his friend. You'll soon see. Calls up, yeah, and says, "Can I speak to so and so?" So the secretary of the business says, "So, you didn't hear what? You didn't? The news never got to you? He was killed in a fiery car accident." And, "Oh, okay." 2 seconds later, he calls back again. "Can I speak to so and so?" He goes, "Is this the same guy who just called me?" He goes, "Yeah. Can I speak to so-and-so?" He says, "Yeah, but I just told you that he was in a car accident with a fire in it. Oh, it was a terrible, he got burnt up." "Oh, okay." He hangs up. Go back a third time. Yeah. And she says, "I don't say, I keep on telling you that he was killed in a car accident." He says, "I know, but I like to hear it." This is his enemy. "I like to hear it. He keeps on calling back." Keeps on calling back, and he likes to hear it. You know, it's not for you. I have the these jokes. It's an Ashkenazi joke. Okay, good. The point being, what am I trying to bring out? I told them that they're dead. 2 seconds later, they're calling me again. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to bring out. This point, okay? So I would pick up the phone and I'd say, "Listen, let me explain to you. The story goes that the Chafetz Chaim had a small store. That's how he got his parnasa, from a small store. Yeah? What happened? Yeah? What happened? They came and they got a big order. A big order came. And the wife was overwhelmed, because the Rebbetzin, she ran the whole thing. So she sends a message to the Chafetz Chaim, and she tells the Chafetz Chaim, "Please, you got to come. The store and the thing in there." It's Chaim sent back a message with his Talmidim. "Tell her I died." "Tell her I died." Gets the message. She came running. What are you talking about? What? Are you okay? Is everything all right?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "You're standing here." He says, Rashi says, "En haTorah niknet ela b'mi shememit atzmo." What does that mean? You ever notice when a guy needs somebody to take him to the airport? So he'll ask his uncle and his aunt. Imagine a guy goes to the Bet HaKvavot. He goes to the cemetery. He starts asking, "Maybe you could take me to the thing." He goes to the guy. He says, you look like you have nothing but to do. Maybe." "But he's just laying there relaxing. Why don't you come help me? Take me to the airport, right?"
I saw a visual picture in my head.
"You have nothing but to do. You're just laying there. Why don't you come to get your lazy whatever and get out of the ground and let's go." And what's the answer? He's dead. What do you want from him? "At this hour, I'm dead. Don't talk to me. I can't. This is Mesirut Nefesh. Zot Chukat HaTorah. Adam Ki Amud Boel. This Mesirut Nefesh, a person has." So let's just get the halacha l'masa. Everyone in his life has stuff that he needs to fix. Everyone. Right? People need stuff to fix. A person is motzi zera levatala, according to the Zohar, big trouble. No kapara. There's another Zohar that says, sure there's kapara, of course. Contradiction. Same with Farshim. Rav Moshe in the Tshuvas writes this. To someone who wrote him, he was all cuckoo, that he was busy with this stuff, he doesn't know how to fix it. Rav Moshe says to him, learn Torah. With Torah you can fix. Why? Because Torah is not only what? Mikveh, Mayim Chaim El Keli. What is it also? Koy Dvarai Ke Pesh. It's the fire. It also, Libun Chamur. And with Torah you can fix. So everyone should be Mekabel on himself. Mekabel on himself. More Torah, more. And if you're learning, Baruch Hashem, you should be happy that you're learning. This will bring. It's not the same. Again, if a person can't learn, so the Tehillim becomes learning. If a person can't learn, then the Tehillim becomes learning. Each to his own level, but you need to push yourself. To sit back and read Tehillim when it's easy, instead of learning Chumash or Gemara when it's hard, you're not getting this, really. This you get by heart. Working hard. Ameilut. Oh, I forgot to tell you. There's a whole part of the shir that I forgot to tell you. Okay? Because David Amel said, Zmirot hayuli chukecha, what was his punishment? You know what his punishment was? The Gemara Sota says his punishment was, Hashem made him make a mistake on something that even little children know. What was the thing that little children know? Little children know, Bakatef Yisau. What does that mean? When they carry the Aron, it had to be carried on their shoulders. Pasuk says clearly, David, when he brought the Aron HaKodesh by Goren Arona, he brought it on a wagon, on a U-Haul, on an old-fashioned U-Haul. Okay? See? You made a mistake. Because you said Zmi... What is the connection? What is the connection between his saying Zmiro Tayuli Chukecha to what? No? What is the connection between Zmiro Tayuli Chukecha and? No? You know what Bakatef Yisau means? You gotta put your shoulder down to carry. It says Yarod Vash. Rabbi Yonis Naich explains, in Zmirot, you didn't fully understand that it's not Zmirot, it's hard. So you made a mistake in what? Bakatef Yisau. Torah is not an easy, you could just pay money and get a car to take it. You gotta carry it, you gotta sweat. That's the kapara of Zot Chukatato. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Okay, tell the Kailul if they want, they should come.